Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station, your community radio stations with more local talk radio shows than any other place in California. Can I say that? May the 12th. Good morning. 7:06 in the morning. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. A fabulous day ahead of us. It's currently 61 in the downtown studios on this. Can you believe it's the 12th? Happy past Mother's Day to everybody. I hope you had a wonderful time, and I know that we did. My mom turned 81, and then it was Mother's Day, so we had a great time. So all you mothers, thank you so much for your service. And it's going to be about 81 today. Temperatures look like they're high. How are you doing, babe?
I'm doing fine. You know what? Let's go to Josh Wiley and see what Josh is doing with Wall Street this morning. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, despite continued conflict in the Ukraine, markets have opened to the upside. Currently, the Dow's up 100 points at 16,684, while the NASDAQ is up 50 at 4,121, and the S&P 500 is up 13 at 1,892. Oil is up 88 cents at $100.87 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.47%. Gold's up $13.90 at $1,301, while silver is up 51 cents at $19.63 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Coca-Cola is down 2 pennies at $40.86. Goldman Sachs is up $1.13 at $158.33, while Cisco Systems is up 3 dimes at $23.32. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, and 908 in the morning. Head on down to Park Marina Drive. If you're looking for financial freedom, if you're looking for how your investments are doing, you need another look at them. These are the people to do it. They know what they're talking about. They are experts in this field. Give them a call. 243-7561, our Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive.
Yeah, I have a correction on the weather. It's going to be 88 today.
88.
You know, this is why we adjust our glasses here on Monday morning. And also, we've just in case you've been wondering, as things are trying to kick off, we have a new receiver. And so, again, it's you know, if you're hearing something that's not connecting or whatever, it's because we're working in some new equipment, so thank you for being patient.
Also, the chat room is they're switching over to new servers there, and it's streaming, okay? But you may have to – you'll get a new look at the chat room. You've got two different ways of coming aboard here. So just push one of them, and I'm sure you can get in, and you can join our chat room while they're trying to fix that.
Yeah, we miss you when we don't see you in there.
Yeah,
we are watching and looking at everything that you send in.
Our webmaster is working feverishly on this when we can wake him up. Okay. Hey, you know what?
It feels good to travel, but it's even better, Carl, isn't it, when we can get back to our own bed.
Yeah, you know, as much as I love your parents, sleeping in the bed in their guest bedroom is like sleeping on a marshmallow with a field with marbles.
I know, but you were a Marine. You're used to sleeping in trenches.
I could do that. Yeah, I know, but, you know, there's something about sleeping like that and waking up the next morning feeling like you've been under fire all night. You know, that's why when we get to our sleep number bed and my sleep number is now 40, and sleep number setting is 40, and Linda's sleep number setting is 45.
45, and I'm loving it. I just get a very deep sleep, and even though Snooky Bot makes her noises throughout the night, we're very, very happy to have our sleep number. And they've got some specials going on right now.
I don't know what her sleep number is, but it should be something. Maybe it's going to be it's going to be sleep number setting in the other room here pretty soon. You know, when you thought about, you know what, you really want a sleep number bed, but maybe you can't afford it. Well, you can't afford it. Besides the fact that it's the dual-layer technology, the fact that it's clinically proven to relieve back pain, improve sleep quality, that the Consumer Report rates it number one, all these things. But right now, you can head on down to Sleep Number store, for during their Memorial Day sale event. All beds starting at just $649.99 for a C2 queen mattress. And where do you get that? At your Sleep Number store, right in Target Shopping Center. Give Brian or Janice a call at 223-2300 and, you know, get a good night's sleep. It's worth a lot. Made in America, guaranteed. Okay, you know, a lot of things going on. We were down in Sacramento, and I read the Sacramento Bee editorial page the other day, and I realized right then, my friends, is that they have no concept of what the issues are for Northern California. Their editorial came out fully in support of CARB, the high-speed rail, transit-based housing. You're going to hear that a lot, transit-based housing. So, Bad Bob, when we say transit-based housing, what does that mean to you?
That would imply proximity to public transportation. Can you spell terrorist target?
Yes. Well, not only that, but you're hitting it exactly right, which means moving you from the hinterlands out where you can have a few acres down closer to the main corridors. And how do you do that? You do that by making more taxes on land. You start taking water. You start cutting back on water. And, of course, the idea of water and where it really needs to be is as far as Sacramento Bee is concerned, is down there with smelt. They have no concept of what issues, what CARB has done to us up here, or the logging, or the things they want to do with water in the rivers. The insanity of a high-speed rail. Oh, no, this has to be done because it'll make you, you know, and they were proud, they were bragging about the fact that 20% of our energy is being by renewable assets, which is fine. We want to get there, but you can't do that at the expense of the middle class working man who is having to spend $4.15 for on the way down there to get. And when you stop to get gas, there wasn't one place in there cheaper than $4.13. $4.13.
Of course, the solar panels that President Obama was pushing very hard, that's a big gift for China because that's where they all come from.
They come from there. Now they're buying the land to put the solar panels on, thanks to Harry Reid. Harry Reid in Nevada and his son have sold thousands of acres for that, for the solar panels. I'm all for solar panels. I frankly think every house that's built from after a certain date should have solar panels on them.
Agreed.
You know, I mean, we have to do that. And because you want to save that, be able to save the energy. But let's not be stupid. Let's think about if renewable energy, why can't hydroelectric be a renewable asset? Yet they won't let us do that. Any other place in the world lets hydroelectric be called a renewable asset. They don't do it here in California. Why is that? Well, you can go as far as the electric companies and all this and probably will tell you why. Anyway, okay. Do you think this? Here's something, and it's about women and men.
Okay.
All right. The Clippers owner Sterling apologizes for his comment. You know, his comments that were, you know, racially insensitive.
Yes.
I guess that's the right word. Am I entitled to one mistake? He says. Am I entitled? Can I make one mistake, or do am I going to be forever, ever, ever punished for this? Well, yes, you are. Yep, you can make one mistake. That's it. But you silly man, you said it to your girlfriend who recorded it and then played it out.
Evidently, there are numerous other accounts.
Yeah.
Through, and I think he's being made the example that this is intolerable, you know, and that's exactly what they're doing because it's such a large stage.
Well, but here's the second part. His wife, Mrs. Sterling, and nobody has ever said she's ever said anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
She, in fact, was leading the charge about saying what a jerk he is. you know, she didn't even bring up the fact he was talking to his mistress when he was doing this. But anyway, she says, hey, half of that team is mine. 50%. Now, the Clippers are mine. I'm not going to sell it. You cannot force me to sell it, and I'll fight it. You can't force me to sell my part of the team because of something he said. And then she said something that was really, really interesting. She said, if it had been a wife of an owner who had said this, would they be making the man sell his half of the team? In other words, you know, in the NBA, if a wife had, if I had said this, would they be making him sell his half of the team, even though I had to sell my half?
So it brings up the sexist, racist. You know,
you got it all here.
It's all
you know,
right,
and
here.
She's older too. I think she should throw in there some senior abuse.
Well,
you know, senior abuse, sexism, racism. You've got all of the. You have got everything there for at least 2 or 3 weeks of a reality show. Maybe eight. Maybe up to 4 months.
Well, first of all, you know, the situation is heavy, and it's not funny. And I think that, you know, she probably alongside of him, not that I really know all the history, has worked through the years dealing with this man.
So she's
been
hers.
She's been his wife and probably helped him come up.
Yeah.
You know, the reason I'm saying that is because they're close to the same age. And, you know, here he is. He's out on center court with his girlfriend. So obviously they've been estranged. Or she's just had maybe they had an understanding. But anyway, coming up in the next segment.
She was her mentor.
Well, I don't know. But okay, coming up in our next segment.
Here's the bottom line. I think she's got a case here. Because if I said something and they're saying, I'm sorry, but you can't have this FCC license, fine. But you own half of this FCC license. You can't be forced to sell your part of it because of something I said. That's wrong. This is a corporation, and they're a corporation. You can't be forced, I don't think, to sell your assets because of something somebody else did.
It should be interesting to watch the litigation that goes on with all of the, you know, how they do if – how they approach this. Maybe they're going to start a new law. Maybe there will be a new law.
Maybe it'll be a new law that if you say something that people find offensive, that you can be forced to sell your business. We'll be right back after these messages.
Anyway, in our next segment, before we come up, all right, let's take a message and we'll come right back.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The lone stranger and sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday's kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Haven Humane Society is excited to announce our 6th annual Dogathon Family Festival on June 7th from 3 to 7 p.m. Bring the whole family out to enjoy carnival games, splash dog jumping, the Westminster Dog Show, and more. This year we are having a barbecue and concert from 7 to 10 p.m. The Boot Scootin' Doggies event starts with a 6 p.m. Yappy Hour and features the band Cattle Rocket. Tickets are $25 and support our goal of a day when there are no more homeless pets. For information, call 241-5262 or visit havenhumane.net.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom is presented by the company with Survey Proven Health Insurance.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah.
Boy, that was my Sunday nights when I was growing up.
Marlon Perkins. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Marlon Perkins.
I just remember when I was growing up watching him and the Aussie guy wrestle with the gators and stuff, and they'd always use the trank gun, and the animals would come back, hey, got some more of that, you know.
And Marlon Perkins never got his hair messed up. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, North State's nutrition experts right there, located at on Cypress Square, a shopping center, an in-store deli, four nutritionists on the staff to help you at no charge, classes on health, diet, you name it, they have it. Largest selection of natural foods and supplements, including Amazing Foods for Life gluten-free mixes that you can get into the oven and out in 15 minutes to feed your family. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle.
Fantastic. Well, with us this morning we have, we've got three beautiful ladies here today. But on the air with us right now is Ashley from Mutual of Omaha in the Goodwill Mutual of Omaha tour. Happening today and tomorrow. Good morning.
That's right. Good morning.
All right. So share with us what, we got this call about the AHA tour, and we were like, okay, well, what is it, and what are you doing?
Yeah, well, we're so excited to be in Reading. This is actually the kickoff city for the tour, so that's even more exciting that we're getting to open it up here. But the AHA Moment Tour has been going on for 5 years, and kind of what you said, it's a goodwill tour, and it's basically time for you guys to come out and share your AHA moments with us. And an AHA moment is a moment of clarity in your life. It's a defining moment that led you to change, and so it's really exciting to get to hear a lot of personal stories. They're all unique to you. They can be about a career, a hobby, about your personal life. And it's a time for you to just come out and kind of share a little bit about yourself. And Mutual of Omaha is behind this, and they really believe that those are stories that are worth sharing and worth celebrating. So.
And you're from New York.
I live in Manhattan, yes.
You live in Manhattan.
I do.
Wow. So what's the weather like in Manhattan right now?
It has been a tough spring.
Yeah, because you're all dressed like you're on the West Coast, girlfriend.
I am. I'm on tour now.
It's got on sandals. It's all going on. So you guys are going to be, you're going to be at Turtle Bay.
We're going to be on the Sundial Bridge.
At the Sundial Bridge.
Yeah.
Okay. At Turtle Bay down there.
Yeah.
So what the purpose of this is to...
Yeah, it's really to kind of... I guess unlock and discover all of these stories that people have that are fascinating. You know, we're going to 20 different cities around the U.S., uh-huh. and it's a time for people to come out and just share a little bit about themselves and their moments of change in their lives.
How'd you select Reading?
Yeah, so we decided to kick off Reading. We knew it was an awesome community, and we've been here for a couple of days already, just getting to know it a little bit, and it has a great feel to it. But we wanted to kick off here. We know you guys have a really strong community with a lot of leaders and a lot of people that are doing interesting things, and so that's who we're interested in talking to.
Take that, Record Searchlight.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Wow. Fantastic. All right. So have you been to Mount Shasta yet?
I haven't. I've seen it. Yeah.
All right. So you're going to have today, what's happening is, again, the doors open where people can come in and say, I want to tell you about my positive experience. You will be at the Sundial Bridge. The bus, front or?
So we've got a custom built Airstream trailer that's actually designed as a mobile television studio. So when you guys come, when people come, they get to talk to us about their moments, and they're actually going to get their own recorded commercial sent to them in a couple weeks. So you'll have that to hold on to if you come out and see us. And then from there, there's going to be one that is selected at the end of our tour to actually go on as a national commercial on TV next spring through Mutual of Omaha. So it's a time for you to come and kind of record your moment and get that for you to keep, and then also a chance to have a national commercial made, potentially.
So fantastic. They're going to go out there today and meet Ashley, and there's two other lovely ladies here that are from Sausalito, and they're smiling. We're not here. Well, yes, you are. are. It's very obvious that you're here. And it's interesting how Muchu of Omaha has spread through California here. And, I mean, you had, like you said, a PR firm, and then you had your other people from Georgia that called, and we got it. I think it was Jason was his name, and he called, and he said, you know, he talked about the there's been a huge outreach.
Yeah, you know, it's something that we're really dedicated to finding and, like I said, uncovering those stories of interest. And, you know, if you go to any place in the U.S., you meet people. In fact, we've been here for a couple days and have met people at restaurants and bars. And yesterday when I was checking out at Trader Joe's, I, you know, had a great cashier. And it's just interesting. Everybody has a story to tell. And that's what's
Redding's really, an interesting place. If you notice our calendar here. Is a Mutual of Omaha.
I just saw that. Look at you guys representing.
How about that? It was just lucky. You know, it is an interesting place in Redding. We just moved here 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we had to make a decision whether we were going to stay. I mean, literally, if we were going to stay in Redding, we could have gone to Europe. I was offered a job there. Then it was offered a job in Southern California. And Redding kind of attracted us so much. That the people mainly, and then you've got things like, you know, of course you've got the natural wonders around. You've got some of the prettiest rivers in the world right through here with Sacramento and the Trinity and the American and all these. You have Mount Shasta. You
clean
have
air.
Whiskey Town. This is, if you look at a map of America and you look at all the air quality, you'll see in this area up in the Southern Oregon is some of the finest air anywhere in the United States is right here. Is it perfect? No. But there are a lot of great stories. There are a lot of great people here in Redding and the North State, Anderson, Shasta County in Northern California. We don't have a lot of people up here either. We're a lot different than – a lot of people probably don't realize this and that come in from other places that when you say California is big and it's different. And we're a lot different than a lot of the issues that are important to us aren't the issues from Southern California. Mm. So it'll be interesting to see the, you know, I don't, are you going to other places
in
California?
Yeah, what's your next city?
Next we're going to Flagstaff. So this is our only stop in California.
Wow.
This
is your chance to come out. Now, when they come in, you're going to just say to them, how do you preface this? When you say, okay, tell us your aha moment.
Yeah. So they'll come in and I'll be the face that they're greeted by out front and we'll kind of chat a little bit. And so a lot of people have an idea of what they want to talk about beforehand. But if they don't, we just kind of talk to them and ask them about if there are certain moments in their life where there was a catalyst to change, you know, some kind of inspiration that they received where they thought, okay, I'm going this direction and I want to make a change. And we hear those stories all the time. It maybe is someone that wanted to start a business or they decided that they wanted to leave a career path or do something different in their life, maybe travel more. Mm-hmm. And so it's just kind of getting them to think about, okay, what's a moment where, you know, I decided, okay, I had this aha, and I wanted to go about and do things a little bit differently. So we're exciting. We know that Redding is a great community, and a community is really made up by its people and the stories that they have to share. So we hope all of you guys come out and share those with us.
Fantastic. It must be a great job because you're putting out positive energy and receiving positive energy.
Absolutely.
So were you chosen to be the spokesperson?
I was.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. You know, are you doing this kind of work? Are you, besides Mutual of Omaha, where you act and sing and do commercial work in New York?
So I'm a travel journalist by trade.
Okay.
But really this campaign spoke to me a lot because I feel like, you know, I try to fill my life with positivity and I love people.
That's fantastic.
And I think the whole crew, there's three or four of us that are traveling around the country and we all have that same desire to really get to know people and hear their stories. And I mean, that's what makes our country so great.
Wonderful. So, yeah.
Where are you from, Ashley?
Originally born and raised in Texas.
In Texas?
Yep. Born and raised in Texas. Yeah. Lived in Colorado, lived in Maui for a year, Hawaii, and then I've been in New York for a little bit over 4 years. So
big changes.
The
reason I ask that is that born and raised, I mean, was it a large city in Texas or was it a smaller town?
Small town.
See, and then I think then you have an affinity there for small towns. You live in Sausalito. It's even though you're in San Francisco and it's the city.
And Sausalito,
do you identify with Sausalito or do you identify with the city?
No, absolutely with Sausalito.
With Sausalito.
Yeah. The two young ladies are in here also. And so, you know, and so when you talk about being raised in a small town and coming out and seeing what makes, you know, where's your aha moments and coming from here to, did you say Prescott? or Flagstaff.
Flagstaff. Yeah.
Well, that's another great place. Mm-hmm. Up in, of course, northern Arizona. A college town up there. And it's a, you know, so what you're doing, I think, is I would like to, you know, kind of see the results of this at the end about people saying, what was your aha moment? Like, you know, hey, I was going to do this until this happened. And we've had well over 1,000 guests here in the last five mm-hmm. years. That's how long we've been on the air. And you see that as people are in this path and change. People that were that grew up here and moved away came back here and changed their past. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can actually go online to mutualofomaha.com/aha. And there's already a lot of stories that are up there from the past 4 years that we've done this campaign. And then since you guys are kicking it off here in Reading, the stories that, you know, are recorded here are going to be online in just a week or two. So,
well, good luck. And again, go by the bridge and check out the Mutual of Omaha Goodwill Tour Bus. And if you feel like it, knock on the door and go in there and tape your own commercial about your aha moment. You know what it is. Encouraging you to do so. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me. We're excited to see you guys. Come
welcome,
on out.
Welcome to the North State.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Life is so strange when you don't know how can it change. Where you're going to, you can't be sure of any situation. Something could change and then you won't die.
The 66th Annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town this week. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with three performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday, it's family night. Both nights, all grandstand seating priced at general admission. And Friday is tough enough to wear pink night, sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-County's Bank Night, as the top 10 in each event compete for a one-night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. The Reading Rodeo will be jam-packed full of exciting family entertainment all 4 nights. Tickets are on sale now for all events. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo this week.
For tickets, go online to readingrodeo.com or visit the rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Or order by phone at 241-8859. And enjoy the Reading Rodeo.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you that in accordance with California state law, if you currently live with a person who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to state or federal law or mental incompetence, you must lock those firearms up to deny access, or you yourself can be charged with a crime. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today for your CCW and CCW renewal training. 999-1822 or visit us at readingccw.com to read our reviews or register for a class. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. How is your day? We're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 88. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 58. And tomorrow it looks like we're going to have like 92 and Wednesday 96. Oh, my God. Okay, now you have to bring out your pads. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, give senior and veteran discounts. They do. 365-3793. What's on your mind?
Well, got a number of things here about the Clippers owners. We're gonna, you know, a lot of things happening today. I think there's going to be a big bank robbery. As it is every week on Rodeo. This is Rodeo Week. This is Reading Rodeo Week. And some of the things that are happening with the steak night was last Saturday night in the dance. And then there's so many things going on this week with the Asphalt Cowboys. Like today, you've got you had top hand dinner on Friday. Then you've got the
special kids day, which is tomorrow, right? Which is when the Asphalt Cowboys have been in here, and we'll be having different groups coming
in here
all week. Okay. And then, of course, the chili cook-off, which is happening Tuesday night. That's tomorrow night, which is a blast because they also have a dance and a quick draw contest and Donkey Dynasty in the street. That's all happening tomorrow night. Then on May 14th through 16th, of course, is the pre-rodeo grand entry. We're very excited about that. The Kitty Pet Parade is May 15th. That's Thursday. And then the pancake breakfast, of course, where you can see all of your 10,000 of your closest friends. That's always a blast. We're going to be out there broadcasting live. I want you to come by and see us. That's
come
May 16th.
Come by and say hello to us, you know, and say, hey, and look at our cowboy hats. The also, you know, the big street dance, of course, is also Tuesday night. And the, you know, the United States Mounted Color Guard, United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is going to be here for this parade and for the rodeo. And they only do so many of them especially because of sequestration, but they're going to be here and join us Thursday morning.
Let's do, Carl, I think we need to let everybody know that we had the best time in Salmo Vineyards, did a wonderful, wonderful job of hosting all of the media. You know what makes my heart sing is when you get all of your branches of media. This is not, you know, exclusive. Somebody gets something. Everybody comes together, all like Channel 7, Channel 24, all of them, all of the radio, all of the TV, come together, the rodeo, the Reading Rodeo Association. They brought out their horses, so everybody had horses and gear. And we went out on a beautiful trail ride, and then afterwards in Selmo's, and John Stadelli, the chef, and a shout-out to Hillary, and a shout-out to Lori, and all the staff out there, because they treated the press to lunch and wine tasting and all kinds of wonderful things. It was just a really nice thing. And like I said, we all come into this together.
Yeah, you had almost everybody out there from all the media, you know, all the different media. And that is interesting because somebody said, you know, years ago that, you know, when you got the media together, they said it was very, very uncomfortable. But today, I don't know, the town is small enough that you can't go anywhere. And when I say the town, it's 89,000 people, but you have so many events that you see people at. And like we always see certain people from the other, well, especially Naomi and Billy and Patrick, we see them all the time from Results. And we see, you know, Don Burton, you know, on occasion, you know, from Reading. And then, of course, you know, your channel, you know, the guys from Channel 7 and 12 and 24 and Charter are always there. So it's always, you know, and we all know each other. So it's, I don't think it's uncomfortable at all, at least from our point of view. But it was. It was a great thing that they put on. Now, let's move on to a couple of other things here. We talked about the editorials. We talked about the Clippers owner. The Department of Defense, and Chuck Hagel is now saying, is that he was standing by Shinteski from the VA, saying is that, well, accountability must be upheld, but we're not going to ask him to step down yet. The VA, Veterans Administration, is under fire, as it, well it should be, for the last several years. For several years, five, six, 7 years, their backup of cases was in the, you know, the hundreds of thousands. You know, it was 700, 800,000 up to a million at one point. Maybe it's 800,000 now, maybe 700,000. But the backup in these cases was horrendous. And a lot of it was because they didn't have training. They didn't care. They were still getting paid bonuses for it. Now things are breaking. Like, in Phoenix, there's two sets of books. 40 veterans may have died because they didn't get the medical care they should have had if they had been brought in when they should have. Then you have the Oakland, which is under fire, where several other people are already gone with their backup in cases. And yet the VA still continues to pay bonuses for this. There are some areas that are actually working well and getting the cases through, but they don't get bonuses. So try to figure out how you can pay bonuses to a unit, to a group in one area that is backed up, and not pay bonuses to the ones who are actually doing their job and getting this moved through. I don't understand it. Perhaps somebody will explain it to me. Oh, I know, it's government bureaucracy. And government bureaucracy is the ones that when you start looking at this and the cases and looking at the VA, a lot of people point at the VA and say, look at this, you know, look how well the VA system works when they talk about affordable health care. Well, in individual areas, VA works great. Right here in Reading, the clinic is outstanding. But if you put 10,000 more people into the clinic this month, it wouldn't be outstanding anymore. It would be trying to hang on. And then if you look at the cases that are backed up, 700,000, 800,000 cases that are backed up, is that what you want in your health system when you go to see your doctor? I'm sorry, I can't find your records. Oh, I'm sorry that you're going to have to wait another 2 months for us to adjudicate what kind of medicine you get. Or you have to wait 3 months to see somebody. I mean, you know, there are cases in the VA where you do have to wait. Oh, if you should go see a dermatologist, but it's going to take you 8 weeks. That may be a cancerous cell, by the way. So you have to wait 8 weeks or you pay for it on your own. Again, the VA, there's a lot of room for improvement in the bureaucracy of it. You know, and I'm not talking about our clinic, but above it. And if that's what the Affordable Care Act's going to have, the same type of bureaucracy where you have hundreds of thousands of cases backed up, you can't get into things because they don't have those physicians, which is another thing we talked about this weekend, is the number of physicians that are dropping out. They're dropping out of the system. They're moving to Texas. They're starting concierge practices. Others that no matter how that they're getting paid, the most they get paid is 80% of Medicare. That's the most they get paid. 80% of Medicare, which is a low ball already. And others are having that dropped. Other physicians are having that dropped. The amount of money, will literally be losing money every time they see a patient on Medicare. So how many doctors are going to be taking patients on Medicare?
I remember one of my past physicians, there was a sign up on, we no longer take Medicare patients.
This was years ago, too. I mean, this was a few years ago. Mm-hmm. So the writing was already on the wall. Mm-hmm. And now with this the way it is, and then how many are going to be taking Medi-Cal or Medicaid patients, because they're going to be paying a percentage of the Medicare. This is going to, you know, this people don't realize it yet. Doctors are starting to realize that they are in the throes of problems. They're in the throes of problems right now. Some of them, I mean, you talk about the AMA. The AMA only represents 15% of all the doctors in the United States.
I heard about it this weekend, with someone close at hand who practices and the miles of paperwork that he's having to go through, and now to go into medicine because of the love of medicine, and then to be in a position where your arms are tied behind your back, you want to try to practice medicine knowing how you can in the past years have been able to apply your knowledge, but now they're sucking the lifeblood with so much paperwork that you either have to pay other people to do the paperwork or you do the paperwork yourself. And the person that we're talking about is working now 7 days a week and exhausted.
A lot of them are. And we talked to other people we know that are physicians that are thinking about just, you know what, enough's enough. And so then they lead, then the next step is saying, well, you know, physicians, assistants, and nurses can handle a lot of this. There's where you go for your medical care. And, you know, they're going to let, they'll let nurses and physicians' assistants make the decisions. You know, nothing against them. I mean, nurses are, my daughter's a nurse. I mean, they're outstanding, but they're not doctors. A physician's assistant may know a lot, but everything physician and assistant does has to be signed off by a doctor someplace. Doctors have to, well, you're looking at me askance here. Am I wrong?
Well, they, a physician's assistant can do everything a doctor does, but they have to work under a doctor.
That's
but
what
they,
I mean.
But they can still prescribe for you. Yeah. They don't have to have the doctor say, oh, yeah, you know, you go walk out with a prescription.
But they're still working under a doctor's, a doctor's cognizance. So. Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Let's talk about Leonard and his estate jewelry. You know, the finest selections of estate jewelry.
And diamonds and opals.
And diamonds, opals, turquoise.
Gemstones.
The only trained watch repairman in this whole area. So if you need a watch that needs to be repaired, just you know, skip the middleman, bring it right to Four Winds Jewelry. Leonard always gives great deals. He always has, you know, he has your interest in mind too. So Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, 222-2750. We'll be right back.
Planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday's kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance.
Have you ever wondered if your gifts to the mission are worthwhile? Well, ask Becky, Margot, Patrick, Edward, or Tim. They can tell you the sorrow and the pain of almost losing their families. Lives going from bad to worse. Nowhere to turn. No one to help. At the mission, they were given an opportunity for a second chance. They came through our doors and were greeted with a warm welcome, a smile, provided the help that they desperately needed, and given a chance for a new start.
The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, work search program, and a drug and alcohol recovery program. Thank you for caring for those in need. You are feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, and offering a hand up, not just a handout. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, your gift will help transform lives and opens the door to a brighter future.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Let's go, girls.
Woo! have to admit, this was... I mean, Shania Twain rocked the world of, you know, country, the country world. They didn't know what to do with that. You know, it's like she pushed the envelope back in the time when country really didn't do that.
Hey, welcome.
It's the Speaking of Women's Only. Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460. Am I interrupting you all morning? What, are you shaking your head?
No, dear.
Chicks and Chaps is a women's only rodeo clinic that's happening on Thursday. I encourage you to come join me. It's fabulous. It's its third annual, event that comes in. It brings women's from all walks of life. And, of course, it's Think Pink. We have a breast cancer survivor that talks. But we get pink shirts and we go out and what's his name? John Grounding and all those guys. We get to go out and learn what rodeo is all about. So it's fascinating. You learn a lot. You learn about the sports of rodeo. You meet the top cowboys and cowgirls and the PRCA, and you're helping to improve the life of others. So, that's
me. Didn't you get to ride the mechanical bull or something?
Well, actually,
like that?
The cowboys are kind of pulling it back and forth, but it's fun. Yeah. It's a great time. So it's Thursday afternoon. Go to readingrodeo.com, get your tickets, and if you fill out a special form, you can, after you've attended the luncheon for just $10 more, you can bring your kids, your husband, to sit with you in the pink section, and that's a really good deal. That's Friday night, but Friday day is the luncheon.
If you have any questions, just give us a call here at 605-4565, and we'll put you in touch with somebody. Okay, what do you have? You had said.
Well, I had a couple feel good stories that I just kind of wanted to talk about. You know, Mother's Day, of course. Well, you know, for many people listening, we know how negative rap music can be, and we know the name Eminem. You know, he was he's been around for almost 20 years now, and he had, you know, has done some pretty heavily. Heavy negative lyrics in the past, many of which were about his mom. So on Mother's Day, I love this because this is what happens when you open your heart and you heal. And you've seen him do this. He's had transformation through this. On Mother's Day, he released a new video that was all about, and the lyrics are "Forgive me, mom." And when I listen to the lyrics in the past, I cringe. And so, the video is all about forgiveness and loving your mother. And I thought that was pretty fantastic because, as we know, music can be very subliminal in many ways. And, I just think it's a fascinating step forward. So I wanted to commend him for that. And I think that's a lovely thing. Something else in the news today that was wonderful, Carl. A California Highway Patrol officer was able to coax a chihuahua off a highway median using a protein bar.
Oh, it's not the kind I eat. Yeah.
It's unclear how the dog got to the median on Highway 680 during Friday. Highway Patrol officer who rescued the dog, John Franson, told the Mercury News that someone might have left the animal there. Doesn't that just disgust you? You wonder how these dogs... You know, if they fall out of the back or jump out of the car window or something. But he said it happened pretty often. Anyway, the photo of the rescue tweeted by CHP's Contra Costa Division was retweeted more than 730 times, and it was liked more than 64,700 people when posted on Facebook.
Well, that's good news.
That's good news.
Yeah, because I've got something that's not so good.
Okay.
The Chief Executive Net. Chief Executive Net's 10th annual survey of 500 CEOs from across America on their views of the best and worst states for business. Where do you think California came in? Let me think.
Not on top.
Not on top. The worst. The worst. And who was on top? Texas. That's right. The annual survey of business leaders asked each CEO to grade states on a variety of measures of tax and regulatory regime, the quality of workforce, and the quality of living environment that they are viewed as critical components of its business climate, while employees' attitude toward management is considered a crucial factor in the perceived quality of a nation's workforce. Region's workforce. Important living factors include public education, health, the cost of living, and affordable housing. Well, California is last. Texas continued its 10-year reign as the best state overall. but Florida is quickly catching up on them. But, you know, then we look at these things and you see, you know, and this continued attack on businesses and the middle class by the Democrats in Sacramento is just unbelievable. It's horrendous, and it just keeps going. When you see the Sacramento Bee, and I talked about it earlier this morning, when you look at the Sacramento Bee that says, you know, they're all for this transit friendly housing and of course CARB and the high speed rails and you know, cutting back emissions, and I mean, just goes on and on and on and on. Then you have to ask yourself, I mean, how could we ever be first? How can we even be 49th when you hear this? When you see that businesses like Toyota moves to Texas, and all these others that are also moving to Texas, they're moving to South Carolina, they're moving to Louisiana, they're moving to New Mexico. New Mexico has got a huge film industry going there because they're moving out of California because they gave them tax breaks, and the quality of living there is better. Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
We are fine, Henry. How are you?
Pretty good. Say, I was listening to your comment earlier about that fellow with that basketball team, and I'd like to revisit that a minute.
Sure.
And ask one question. What would happen if you replaced black fellow with white fellow on that phone conversation?
I don't want you to bring white people to the game.
Yeah.
I don't want you to take photos of white people.
Right.
I'm not sure what would happen with that, frankly.
You know, that might be food for thought.
Well, it's, you know what, so you're saying, you know, that if that racism is racism, and yet if you'd reversed it, the possibilities of there being a big brouhaha about it, it wouldn't be this big, right?
Well, that's exactly right, and frankly, that was a personal conversation, as I understand it.
It sounded like a setup.
It was, it sounded like a personal, and he says it was a setup. But, you know, the thing is it did happen.
Well, it did happen, but yeah. What happened to freedom of speech on personal phone calls?
Well,
or whatever that happened.
You can do that, but also, as somebody pointed out to me, the NBA, it has its own separate little constitution there that if you're going to own an NBA team, you have to abide by all these rules. And one of the rules, of course, is the racial thing. However, I think the wife has a good point here: is that you can't make me sell my part. I didn't say anything about that. You can make him sell his part. And the other thing she said was, you can't make me, she said, if I had said that, would you be making my husband sell his half of the team?
And well, not only that, yeah. If he bought a ticket for the ball game, you going to stop him at the gate?
Well, you know, anyway, no, Henry, you know what, it's, you know, Henry's racism is, people will tell you that whites cannot be, that the white. The white people cannot be discriminated against. You know, there's people out there that will say that because, you know, they own, you know, they, you know, quote, own businesses, you know, they're, you know, blah, 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 blah. It goes on and on. I mean, I hear things like that, too. I'm not saying that's right, but.
Well, you know, I just.
It's a good point you made.
Might be a good point and see what they would have done if that would have happened.
If he had said, you know, if he had said anything but black.
That's right.
I think if he had said Hispanic or Asian, the same thing would have happened. I'm not sure what would have happened with white, though. Okay, Henry, thanks a lot.
You bet. Bye.
Goodbye. That's an interesting point. Would you say, you know, can you discriminate against whites like that?
I mean, I don't know. The dialogue is, it's hard to have a dialogue when you feel like you're tiptoeing through a minefield.
Yeah, it's true.
Henry said, watch what you're getting ready to say. And thank you, Henry, for that. But the point is that if he had said that, I don't want you bringing, if he had been black and said that, if the guy that owned the Clippers had been black, if Magic Johnson had said to his mistress, I'm not saying he has one, but if it's situation, the only thing that's changing is that Magic owns the Clippers, says don't bring any more white guys to the game. What would have happened then? Oh, well, we'll never know. Okay, now, when we come back after the break, we're going to have Jeannie Maxwell here. We're going to be talking insurance and talking about things going on with the state of Obamacare and the insurance and the impact it's having on everybody around here and in insurance and in the insurance agencies, because they're the ones that are trying to put all this together. And you're hearing 7 million new people. Is it truly 7 million? Is it more? Is it less? Whatever. Anyway, we're going to be right back after these messages and the news. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. More talk radio than any other place.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Spring-like weather may return to the Rockies by tomorrow, but it's not quite there yet. Snowplows on the streets after more than a foot of snow fell in some areas overnight. Forecaster Bruce Sullivan at the National Weather Service.
Pretty significant snows to the higher elevations of Colorado and parts of Wyoming. We've seen anywhere from a foot to 18 inches or so.
Meanwhile, some roads are worse than others. Crystal Morgan is with the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Loveland Pass remains closed due to adverse weather, and we also have a couple of other roadways off of I-70 that are closed still.
Things are supposed to clear up in Colorado by tomorrow, but that same winter storm system moving into the Plain States could spawn some tornadoes. Jump to Southern California, and the issue is expected to be a heat wave that could push temperatures to triple digits by midweek and an increasing risk of fire danger. Russia is calling on Ukraine to implement the result of the controversial referendums organized by pro-Russian militants in parts of the east, which Kiev has dismissed as nothing but a farce.
Just 4 days ago, President Putin had been calling on opponents of Kiev to postpone their controversial referenda. Today, though, the Kremlin hailed the voting in Donetsk and Luhansk regions of Ukraine as the will of the people. But Kiev has denounced the whole event. Ukraine's acting president, Oleksandr Turchynov, dismissed the votes as a farce that would have no legal consequences.
That's the BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow at the Washington Monument. Tourists allowed back inside for the first time since an earthquake did a lot of damage back in 2011, and the repair has been underway ever since.
Dealing with the weather, the wind, you can imagine how windy it might be at the plaza level. You go up to the 500-foot level, it's much windier.
Project Manager Bob Cully, and this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
A new video released by Islamist militants, the Boko Haram terrorist group, claims to show around 130 girls kidnapped from a school in Nigeria last month.
Around 130 girls are shown in the video. They are seated outside wearing dark hijabs, reciting the first verse from the Quran and holding their hands out in Islamic prayer. This represents about half of the more than 200 girls who were taken a month ago, many of them reported to be Christian. Three of the girls speak directly into the camera, looking uncomfortable, two saying they were Christian and had converted to Islam, another saying she was a Muslim. One says they'd not been harmed.
That's the BBC's Gordon Carrera reporting. The kidnapping of those schoolgirls has been roundly condemned by just about every country in the world, including our own. A few sections of the grocery aisle will be teaming up. Hilcher Brands, which is known for its lunch meats, Jimmy Dean sausages, and Ballpark Franks, is buying the maker Bird's Eye frozen vegetables. This is SRN News. Some 1,800 law enforcement officers and supporters riding bikes to a rendezvous with the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Washington, D.C.
We have a support group called the Police Unity Tour, and it's comprised of a little over 1,800 law enforcement officers and a few survivors of fallen law enforcement officers.
That's Steve Groninger of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial. He says about 1,800 people are taking part, and some of those will be traveling more than 300 miles to get to the event. Chrysler Group says it lost $690 million in the first quarter due to charges related to its merger with Italian automaker Fiat S.P.A. Fiat paid $3.65 billion to acquire Chrysler's remaining shares in January. As part of the deal, Chrysler agreed to pay $700 million to upgrade its factories. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is May the 12th, a beautiful day. It is 5 after 8 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're still working on our new servers out there, so you may have to jump into the chat room one of two different ways, but there's directions there to do that. It's good morning. Linda, good morning.
Well, good morning. It's currently 67 degrees in the downtown studio. Sunny today with temperatures around 88. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 58. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call today, 365-3793. Let's go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Josh Wiley. What's happening on Wall Street, Josh?
Well, good morning. Markets remain positive to start the week. Currently, the Dow's up 97 points at 16,680, while the NASDAQ's up 60 at 4,132, and the S&P 500's up 14 at 1,892. Oil's up 83 cents at $100.82 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.47%. Gold's up $8.97 this morning at $1,297, while silver is up 47 cents at $19.60 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: 3M's up $1.44 at $142.78. Tesla Motors is down 75 cents at $181.65, while Walmart is down 46 cents at $78.73. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here on KCNR. You're looking for a new look at how to do things on these investments, on IRAs, on financial freedom. Give them a call, 243-7561, and then stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive. Let's go to Terry. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. It's a good day.
It is. Tonight at the Reading Tea Party at 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road, Destiny's Fellowship Church, we will have a friend of yours tonight, Paul Preston. And Paul Preston, who does the Agenda 21 program on KCNR every day at 9 o'clock, is going to be our guest tonight. He's going to be talking about Benghazi, and it is absolutely astounding what he's found out. He was on Sovereign Minds yesterday, and the information was just incredible.
It keeps unfolding every day. Something
it
new.
It really does. You know, and that and the veteran situation yesterday, We the People had on the whistleblowers from Oakland, and that seems to be coming apart. A lot of veteran issues. Maybe we'll see tonight, Carl.
Yeah, we'll be down there and see what's happening. Paul Preston comes on every day between Monday through Friday from 9 to noon here with Agenda 21.
Information.
Absolutely.
So, it's always a wonderful night and great speakers. So what time, and tell us again, what time and where the location?
Okay, 6 p.m., 2570 Bonneview Road, Destiny Fellowship Church, tonight.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, you too.
All right. You know, with the temperature, you said the temperature is going up, what, 88 degrees?
88 degrees, and through the week we'll be getting the highest, the hottest week of the year.
97 degrees
so far
on Wednesday. 97. And you know what? That's why we are so happy that Alliance Heating and Air is one of our advertisers, because they've been serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. And Martin was on our show last week, and he offered this. The first day it goes over 100, you give Alliance Heating and Air a call at 221-2642, and he will donate $100 to your favorite charity.
And I would stress that is the official high for Reading, not what your patio
thermometer happens to say. Because mine might say 104 today. It's got to be the official one from someplace here in Reading. Give them a call at 221-2642 and get $100 to your favorite charity. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. And Alliance Heating and Air guarantees their work. Treat you like family. Great people. Okay. Our guest today. And our friend, in fact, we'll ring the bell. Just bring our bell.
Good morning, Judy Maxwell.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Yeah, we're fine.
And happy Mother's
Day.
I tell you what, I'm a worn out mama, that's for sure.
We're finer than frog hair.
I tell you what, when one of the grand dogs ran away with the tri-tip, now you know we're in trouble.
The grand dogs ran away with the tri-tip.
It is. I said, how's it going? How was it? She said, I just cooked it. Well, what did you make? And she talked, what was it about? We found a blob on the floor, and one of the dogs decided to take off with a wrapped up tri-tip.
They did, except they just carefully pulled it out of the wrap. They left the wrapping up on the counter, and there was a half-eaten tri-tip.
Did you eat the rest of it?
Actually, I cooked it. I told my daughter, this is your part.
You can have this one with the chewy marks on it there.
Well, you know, we just had the girls on this morning for the HA, and you're a part of this event.
Yes, yeah. And I tell you what, we're just so really proud because the Mutual of Omaha AHA Moment mobile TV studio is here in Reading for today and tomorrow. And we just really encourage people to come out and give their AHA moment and have a chance to be on one of their commercials that's going to air next week. And, you know, AHA moment is just, it's just a special life-changing moment, something you've experienced or that's had a life impact on you. And, it's just a great time, a fun, unique experience for people to come out and enjoy.
Do you have one that you're going to be sharing?
Oh, well, yes, probably. But I tell you what, my AHA moment yesterday was when all the kids and the grand dogs left.
We're going to have our kids.
You know what? Then you lay down and go,
Yeah, that's exactly
really
what I did. They're gone.
We're going to have our grandkids for a week, and it'll be the first time ever. They're 8 and 11, and they're so self-sufficient, and they're great grandkids. Probably have mom one morning on the air. But, I'm just like, got to gear up for a week of that.
That is exhausting.
It'll be beautiful, though.
It will. You'll have fun and great memories.
Yeah. I'm going to hate to do it, but I'm going to have to take them out shooting. We're going up to Tule Lake and shoot squeaks. And, you've got to introduce it to them early. Yeah. Otherwise, they'll be in their 20s and be up to their knees.
Eight and 11 are just great ages. Oh, they really are.
Yeah, they still listen. And they're still frightened of the fact that you could hurt, you could grab them by their little, stacky swivels and pick them up. Though you would never do that. No, I'm just kidding. They're good kids.
You want to make sure they're not at Marine Camp, though.
Let's get up in the morning. Okay. Left freak.
Well, their dad's a Marine, so they're cool.
They're going to probably hit. Oh, this is going to be good. We're going to be relaxed here. So
Judy Maxwell, we love you. We're so happy to have you here this morning. Just a bright light for Monday morning. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to share, in addition to the AHA Moment tour bus that's going to be here Monday and Tuesday, I also wanted to kind of give you guys updates on the Obamacare and where it's at and what's happening here.
Okay. Then why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break now, about a minute early, so that we can then get started and not have to stop. Because as I was telling some people earlier today, because we showed them our Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom here, and Bob actually found it. So we played the Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom spot with Marlon Perkins. That the insurance, Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, it's just, it's imploding in some places. And frankly, since the last time I talked to you, they said that all these people had signed up but maybe they haven't signed up, and we don't know for sure. So I'm hoping you can, you know, throw some clarity out here.
Sure, be happy to.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Judy Maxwell is our guest, Carl and DeBott. KCNR 1460, we'll be right back.
Planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The lone stranger and sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday's kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
At Second Amendment, Inc., we agree with Thomas Jefferson, who said, "I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery." Show your patriotic support for our right to keep and bear arms by wearing apparel made only in America. Second Amendment, Inc. merchandise is available at Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane, Signstation Sign Shop on Alfreda Way, right across from Lowe's, or online at SecondAmendmentInc.com. That's SecondAmendmentInc.com.
Your home is your castle, but to a thief, it's just another target. There's no one-size-fits-all security system, and that's why Hue & Cry custom designs every home security alarm system. Hue & Cry is a locally and family-owned business that's been serving the Shasta County area for 22 years. Hue & Cry produces a quality turnkey system with an exclusive performance guarantee. Now that's personal service. Call Hue & Cry, 800-800-ALARM. 800-800-ALARM.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back.
Good morning. Welcome back.
KCNR 1460. It is 8:17 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Almost 70 degrees today, going up to 88 degrees today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's not only has the best coffee in town at the greatest prices, but also cold drinks. So you can get those special made cold drinks, that cold cafes, that cold caramel macchiato, and every other cold drink you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Right here in our town of Reading, at Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts, where veterans are always honored. Tobacco and Brew. I'm sorry, did I?
No, there's nothing to say. It's 68 degrees outside, and I'm very excited about having our guest with us this morning. We're excited about Judy Maxwell. Hi, welcome back.
Thank you.
Get smack into the middle of it now.
We're talking about we were talking about the aha moment. We've talked about that today, but insurance.
Yes.
And where we're at here. I mean, we've been talking to you for over a year.
No.
Over a year now about this and how it's coming, where it's coming, what people should do. And now it's with us.
It is now totally with us. And, you know, the open enrollment officially ended April 15th. They had to do – it was supposed to end on March 31st, but officially ended April 15th. They extended it due to website issues. And so then it's amazing, though, how many people have called. I mean, we're getting calls, like, constantly saying, well, now that the covered California, the Obamacare, I didn't want to have anything to do with it, now I want to get insurance. And I'm saying – well, but you don't understand, the open enrollment ended. But I want to just get it directly with a carrier, and I don't want to go through, you know, Covered California. And I said, what you don't understand, the Affordable Care Act, known as the, people call it Obamacare, it affected all the carriers. And all the carriers have to comply under the same enrollment periods and then the same deadlines.
Well, so if somebody didn't enroll, say that they just turned 27 today, how do they enroll?
They can't. That's just it. I mean, they can try to qualify on Medi-Cal, but now, unless they have a qualifying event. So that 27-year-old, if they were coming off of their parents' group policy, then that would be a qualifying event that would allow an exception. So unless you have an exception, you have to wait till the next open enrollment period, which will be October the 15th. That's when that will begin, and it will be for effective dates of January 2015.
Well, we're hearing so many stories about people who have their groups. They've lost their group insurance.
See, that's a qualifying event. If you've lost your group insurance or you change employment or, you know, and you can, then that's a qualifying event. You can't, that's an exception. But unless it's a, you know, qualifying event of an exception. Now, if someone goes on COBRA and then they decide they don't want to pay for that anymore, that is not a qualifying event just because you don't want to pay your bill anymore.
So you have to.
It has to be a termination of coverage.
Okay. So is it then the people who perhaps, let's say, their group, their employment, their employers that they've been with for years, and they've all of a sudden, because of the Obama Act, that they have lost their, let's say it was $300 a month they had to pay, and all of a sudden there's a new group that they're offering that's like $1,000 a month. That's how much we're hearing it's tripled.
Well, now then if it becomes, there's a formula that you use too, if it's not affordable based on your wages and the numbers of hours that you work, then again, that's a qualifying event. So you have to, you know, get some counsel on it if you think that that might apply to you. Now, speaking of groups, most of our small groups in this area, they all extended their renewals to 2014 of December. So Washington, about a month ago, they issued a ruling that would allow small businesses to keep their existing non-Affordable Care Act plans for two more years. And so this is called grandmothering. It's a term that they have. Well, there's a – California now has a bill. It's Assembly Bill 1446 that is going through the process right now to continue – the pre-Affordable Care Act plans that would allow them to keep them through 2016 to the fall of 2017. So this bill would allow the businesses that are struggling to comply with the Affordable Care Act to be able to extend it.
Why do you think they came up with the year 2016?
It's all political.
Really? You don't think that they did
it
this
because
they knew right now if they made them adhere to the Obamacare tenets, that you would have millions of people out of the insurance.
Oh, well, listen, not only that, but the notices for these December renewals, they come out in September. Well, that's 2 months before the midterm elections in November. So this is why all this has come about. It's all about politics. And the thing about it is in California, the carriers, they've already changed all their systems. They've already changed all their computer systems. They've already gotten approved of plans through the Department of Insurance. So now, if this bill goes through, you know, here the assembly and the Senate here in California, then those plans are going to have to be refiled through the Department of Insurance. And so that all the expense of that, well, you know, who's going to pay that? It's going to be down to us, you know, the employees. So the cost is unknown on all of that, about that. But we feel in the industry that there's a 70% chance that this bill will pass because it's, you know, it's an election year.
You know, the whole thing is they're...
We're sitting here with our mouths open.
They're gutting the whole thing, and then they're telling you have to have it, but no... Not now, because we know that we actually make you do this, because there's going to be so many people that are going to be hurt by this and impacted on this that it's going to cost us a huge election. So we're not going to do that now. We're going to wait till afterwards, and then if we still lose, then the Republicans can try and explain how come all these millions of people lost their insurance. But what they'll do is they'll do an executive order and just guess what? Just give it another year. They'll extend it another year until they can do whatever they're going to do to it. So, you know,
it's like waving the magic wand. Oh, well, that didn't work, so let's just wave it and do this.
And because Obama's been doing that, and everybody's been asking, how can you do this? How can you just change laws? And then I guess they go on later on and agree with it. But the first time say it is a Republican president, so, okay, we're going to extend this until we can get it fixed. You know the Democrats are going to fight it like crazy, which is just ridiculous, you know. So the whole thing is such a such a travesty.
It really is, and it's just the cost keeps going on and on and on. And, you know, speaking of cost, part of the Affordable Care Act that was on the federal level, that this part does trickle down to the states and the carriers, is that it's called a medical loss ratio. So all of your claims, you know, have to be between 80 to 85%, depending on, you know, where you fall, before you can raise any rates, you know. So it's called a medical loss ratio. Well, the sad thing about this is California now, they want, and this is going to go on the ballot in November, and we will talk more as we go through to the elections, yeah. But there's a rural regulation initiative on the November ballot. It's called the Insurance Rate Public Justification and Accountability Act. This is going to be what people vote on. And what it's going to do, it's going to put the power of approving the rates and approving the plans and everything right directly to the insurance commissioner, which is you're giving an elected official a power that's going to be tremendous. When we already have the rule in place with the medical loss ratio, you know, through the Affordable Care Act. So
is this something just in California, Judy? Or
that,
is this
part, that part is just the affordable – I mean, the medical loss ratio is with all plans across the nation. That's part of the federal law. California is doing a different version, and they want to take that and give that power to the insurance commissioner, and that's going to be on the ballot in November.
So what he'll be doing is he'll be able to say – can you boil that down real quick? Yes, he'll be able to say how much you can charge.
He'll be able to say how much you charge. He'll be able to have direct impact on plans, benefits, the out-of-pocket maximums. I mean, he's going to have so much power. It's not a good thing. And you're going to have lots of input on this from all parties coming up. And this is going to be big issue on the November ballot here in California.
They've got something else happening too. They've also got another initiative that's coming through here about changing the amount of money that people can get for punitive damages, and that's working its way through here. That's going to just hammer doctors. You'll be hearing more about this one too later on. But there's two or three things going to happen that you're going to see. I really believe that this year will be a low water mark for doctors. I think you're going to see doctors like we've seen in our town already moving to other states, just getting out of their practices or retiring. It's going to be more and more and more. And then people are going to figure out and are going to wonder, well, why can't I see my doctor? It's because your doctor is backed up so bad. And if they're paying like 80% of Medicare, and then, you know, that's the most you can make. And it goes down from there. I mean, doctors are losing money on patients. They can't continue to do that.
They really can't. And on through the Covered California, you know, you may have still be enrolled with Anthem Blue Cross. But Cover California Anthem Blue Cross is a different contract than if you had applied directly with the carrier or if you had one of the older plans that was, quote, grandfathered. But through the Cover California, the reason why you see so many doctors dropping out of that network is because they're paid 30% less. And so that's, I mean, when you've got operating costs, when you have, you know, overhead, and, you know, you all were talking earlier about how nurses and physician's assistants are now doing a lot of the basic care. Well, they make a mistake. All that is still under the liability insurance of the doctor. So he is the one who's totally would be accountable for any huge errors there. So this is, and that's tremendously expensive.
Do you find, Judy, in your, I would call it your practice or what would you, in your business that, from a year ago where you are now, are you, inundated with so much paperwork?
Oh, the paperwork is phenomenal. The staff, the hours it takes to just, I mean, we're on hold for 2 and 3 hours. That has improved a little bit lately, but during all of this open enrollment, I mean, I was working 12, 14 hour days. I mean, then the get on hold, we had 2 or 3 phones going at one time on hold because you would be on hold for 2 and 3 hours at a time. I mean, it was, the workload was phenomenal.
Through this time, because you're so very involved and we know with Rotary and so many things that you do, thank you so much for your commitment to the community. Did you ever have, and it's okay if you did, but you know, did you ever have a moment you said, I just don't know if I'm going to stay in California?
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, you know, my roots are very strong, mm-hmm. you know, through Texas and stuff. But, you know, I love this community, and I do, I have my kids mm-hmm. in this area, great friends.
Yes.
I mean, my roots are very, very, very now solid here because I've been here since 1991, and this is home, even though I love Texas, and that's, you know, where I, you know, that's where I was born and raised and all my family is. But I love Redding, and I love this community, and it, you know, it hurts my feelings when people, you know, talk so bad about it and the blogs and all that. And matter of fact, at Rotary, Ed Ruhlman, he got and said, you know, we've got to fight this. We've got to be out there and sending positive messages because, you know, it doesn't do any of us any good when, you know, this stuff comes out on national TV.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, and they use, and we got to take a break now, but, you know, it's not true. First of all, the thing is, if you look at the criteria they use, that we've got everything they say in great event, you know, like river trails and trails and farmers markets and so many people involved in the community and all this. So, you know, it's a statistical thing, and you have to question that. When you see that Mutual of Omaha picks Redding, the only city town in California to come to because of our interesting of the people here and what a great place it is, that to me means more than some kind of statistical thing that says, paid for by a company whose whole business is to make people feel better about themselves. You know, nobody ever mentioned that except here. So we have that. Anyway, I agree with you.
I'm sure you helped cajole that a little bit here.
Hey, we got to take a quick break. Judy Maxwell is our guest, and we're talking insurance, Obamacare, and the impact it's having on people's insurance, and how it's not over yet, and it's continuing to roll downhill and gain steam, and gain speed. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Sixth Annual Redding Rodeo thunders into town May 14th through the 17th. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with 3 performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday, it's family night. Both nights, all grandstand seating priced at general admission. And Friday is tough enough to wear pink night, sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-Counties Bank Night, as the top 10 in each event compete for a one-night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. The Redding Rodeo will be jam-packed full of exciting family entertainment all 4 nights. Tickets are on sale now for all events. follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Or order by phone at 241-8859.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Have you ever wondered if your gifts to the mission are worthwhile? Well, ask Becky, Margot, Patrick, Edward, or Tim. They can tell you the sorrow and the pain of almost losing their families. Lives going from bad to worse. Nowhere to turn. No one to help. At the mission, they were given an opportunity for a second chance. They came through our doors and were greeted with a warm welcome, a smile, provided the help that they desperately needed, and given a chance for a new start.
The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, work search program, and a drug and alcohol recovery program. Thank you for caring for those in need. You are feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, and offering a hand up, not just a handout. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, your gift will help transform lives and opens the door to a brighter future.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on your dial. Happy Monday morning to you. Yeah, it was Mother's Day on Sunday. Great time for everyone and beautiful weather here in the North State. It's 8:36 in the morning and currently 70 degrees, and we are going to have temperatures around 88 this morning or today. Hot, honey, and sunny. mostly clear with temperatures around 58 tonight. Well, you know, get it.
Hot,
make
honey,
it a,
and sunny.
Hey, hot, honey, and sunny.
Well, today I'm heading down to, because it's hot, I'm heading down to the Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. I'm getting my hair cut because they give great haircuts and discounts for seniors and veterans. Though I may not be a senior, I am a veteran. Bob's the senior. man's last stronghold, it's the Cheers, the barbershop. So come on down with me today. I'm not sure when I'll get down there, but I will be down there. Even if I don't, even if I have to wait in line, it's okay because I love the conversation. I love listening to everybody down there. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Judy Maxwell is our guest.
I love it.
You know, Judy is one of the, Judy is a, is probably one of the brightest people, most intelligent people we've met in Reading. And and that is saying a lot because there's a lot of very smart people here. But because she's from Texas and she's got this, voice. You know,
sunshine.
A woman called in one day because she used to have a show here. Or you used to be on with Don Shulman when Don's still on. Though the better part of him left on when Judy went on to other things was she said, are you blonde?
I occasionally have blonde roots.
But Judy is not blonde, but she gets into this, you know, and her her accent gets going. And,
why do blondes get such a bad
rap?
I don't know.
But I tell you, I do have blonde moments, like, you know, just kind of space it at times.
I have blonde moments a lot, too.
Hey, happy birthday to Dan Fagan, who's here on a new edition on our show, here on from 3 to 6 every day. So happy birthday, Mr. Fagan.
Yeah, he's gathering, he's getting a lot of people coming on there, and and Dan's taking the high road here. You know, there's sometimes you know we have some of the talk show hosts that are just hammer doom and gloom, but Dan doesn't do that. And Dan gets down to the bottom of things too. He is a journalist by trade. and doesn't back off. But he's laid back in that way, that he believes in treating guests with courtesy, but also coming down to the bottom of what's going on. With Judy here, we know what the bottom line is here, and she runs. Tell us what your company is.
We have Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Right.
We're located at 1378 Hilltop, and we're a full brokerage of insurance and financial services, everywhere from home and auto through health insurance and then financial retirement plans, group insurance, individual insurance, Medicare supplements.
Yeah. And Judy is not a, you know, it's not, we don't have a dog in the fight here. She doesn't advertise on the station, no matter how much I roll over and beg. but she does have a lot of great answers, and this is why she comes on. The fact is Obamacare, you've been talking about, we've been having you on for a couple years, really, mm-hmm. and talking about this, but it's just, as we have with doctors and healthcare professionals and anybody that would listen about it, what was going to happen. And I think the people up here grasp what's going to happen, but I still think there's people out there with this Pollyannish view that everything's going to be fine. Oh, look, we signed up 7 million people who didn't have health insurance. Is that true?
Well, it just depends on how you count those numbers, because many of those still are struggling with payments. And then again, there's been so many computer glitches. The rate was more successful in California than in other states in the United States. In California, we had 1.4 million that enrolled into health plans. About 1.9 million were into Medi-Cal. So as far as in the Medi-Cal end, that was the largest backlog of trying to get providers, because now we have all these people in Medi-Cal and there are no doctors. And so they have huge challenges. Up here, we went to Partnership Health, which is it's community-based with 9 counties going together. Shasta Community Health cannot take any more new patients.
Yeah, that's what they said. And if you've got insurance, they're not going to see you at all. And on anecdotal evidence, we've talked to 3 different walk-in clinics, the urgent mm-hmm. care, that they are slammed right now. They're just slammed. And that's just 3. I'm sure they're all like that. They're looking for more doctors.
They are. And, you know, and it is a challenge getting doctors up here in our areas. And the thing about it is, you know, in fact, I'm sure many of your doctors have said, you know, when they're trying to recruit doctors, they bring them up here and the wife says, but there's no shopping. There's no, you know, there's no services. And so service is a big part of our community. And I know we have so many naysayers that, you know, don't want the, you know, some of this, you know, big jobs to come to our area and stuff, but this is what helps bring a community of good doctors and good providers.
You're right, and you know, you talk about, and we talked a little bit about this Churn Creek Bottom, mm-hmm. Putting that there, and it was fought. I mean, 78% of the people voted against it. This isn't like a 50-49.
No,
but that would have been, again, let me get on my soapbox for a second. There's 1 degree difference between us and Palm Springs. This isn't my idea. This is
temperature-wise.
Mike Michalak, who is also a brilliant guy, one of the brilliant people I've met here.
Owner of the Fly Shop. Yeah. But you're talking about temperature-wise.
Yeah,
1 degree.
Temperature-wise, 1 degree difference. And you think about it, we've also got rivers and mountains and lakes that they don't have. What a good place this could be to put a really, really good retirement center up here. It doesn't have to be our whole industry. That's not what we want. But that also then would bring in the new shops. Because, you know, if you have shops to, you know, for people to go to a shopping center, to those kind of higher-end boutiques, it brings people in. You're absolutely right.
Well, but the other thing, Carl, is that you have to also grow your community with your youth. You have to have a good, strong youth basis and have to have, you know, schools. We're losing attendance in our schools. But the thing that gives me a lot of hope about Reading is we've got a great group of strong, young 30s professionals, 30s and 40s. I mean, we've got some great kids there. And there's the, you know, like Brent Weaver, who's running for the city council. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is a great movement there that I think is awesome about with Reading.
Well, I tell you, when Carol Ferguson was on, who was managing editor of the Record Searchlight, we both talked about this. And I think the bottom line here is in our elected officials, and I'm not slamming them because maybe we haven't required this, maybe, is that where's the vision? Where's the vision to move us forward for the next 5 years? Where's that 10-year vision? Where's the vision for somebody to lay out, this is what the Sacramento River should look like, you know, here in Redding. This is what, you know, these types of businesses we have here. We could have a river walk that is second to nothing in the United States right here in Redding. What are we doing about the 80,000 cars that are passing by here every day, you know, and not stopping past our exits? Where's our vision? Now, that's what we should be looking for. And whether I don't care what the age is. If they've got vision on how to build businesses, how to bring businesses in here, how to make it better, that's where we should be focusing our support for people.
Well, and you know what? The visionaries, that's where you have to have, you know, the rules and regulations to help support them, encourage that development, encourage that growth. So that's where, you know, you have to have, you know, part of that plan has to be encouragement of that.
Well, and speaking of encouragement, I mean, the Mutual of Omaha kicks off their national tour, their goodwill tour, beginning with Redding, folks. I think that this might be your aha moment to say, wow, really? Yeah, choosing Redding to be the number one state or number one city in all of California before they go into Arizona, kicking off today. For the next 2 days, you're going to see the Mutual Omaha bus at the bridge, which is the Sundial Bridge. And for some people who thought that shouldn't happen, it's been one of the greatest things to ever happen to the city because it makes us a destination point with this beautiful Calatravis Bridge. Mm-hmm. So there, I said my piece. But anyway, so that's a goodwill thing that I think is great for our city.
Oh, I totally agree. And I really hope that, you know, people do come out and experience this. I think it's just, you know, whether they want to share their aha moment or not, you know, I think it's just going to be a great, unique experience. And I think it's just great as a community that we support them and show them what Redding is all about,
yeah,
you know?
Keeping positive. Judy Maxwell is our guest, and we're going to take a break now. We'll be with us to the end. Thank you. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than Redding Crown Motors, your Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. We'll be right back.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The lone stranger and sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday's kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Alvarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460. And once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Monday, May the 12th. 70 degrees out there, going out to 88 today. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned, family operated at Shasta Gas Propane. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're switching our servers over on our chat room. So you can still get in the chat room. We've got different ways to do it, though. So still hop in there, but the streaming is still working very, very well. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers and our friends there. Caring for families since 2004. That's right. Their 10th anniversary is this year. In fact, May the 28th. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary at Redding Home Helpers. All the caregivers there are background checked, drug screened, bonded, and insured. Now, do you need to have somebody from Home Helpers in there? Well, why don't you give a call to 226-8350. Talk to Sharon, the owner. She will personally come to your home, talk to you, and tell you what she sees as the requirements to help your family, your loved ones. And there is no better place in town and no better person to be taking care of your loved ones than Sharon Clark and our Home Helpers. Okay, our guest today is Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Insurance, and we're talking about a number of things, but the big thing we're talking about is the impact the Obamacare has had on insurance and insurance companies. You know, when I hear the 7 million, people signed up, and then they're saying, well, a lot of them haven't paid, so are they really signed up? And then they're saying, well, yeah, they have paid. And, you know, frankly, they have, this thing is so murky at this point, because you have two powerful media sides going, you know, at it from both ways. Oh, it's 7 million. Well, it's not. Yeah, you may say 7 million, but no, if you haven't paid for it, you haven't signed up. And then, so it's a failure. Oh, no, but this many people have signed up, so it's not a failure. Oregon, which is under, I guess is under investigation now because they spent, $200 and something million on their websites and they had nobody signed up. So they're trying to figure out where would all that money go to and all this. So that's one of the states that's kind of people are looking at and wonder where all that money, where'd it go and how'd it end up like that. So I frankly, you can literally change from one channel to the next, go up one, and it's two different stories, Judy.
It's true.
So what, and you've been playing straight all the way through. You're giving both sides on this thing. What is the bottom line on this? Have people signed up for it? Have people paid for it? Are people going to have to? You've said earlier the costs are going up when they're supposed to be. I hear the costs are going down. The fact is that people can't get doctors. They're not available. We know that the walk-in clinics are getting slammed up here in the North State because they've lost insurance. And I mean, it's such a mess. How can this end?
Well, there's going to be tremendous challenges, and that's what we're all facing. I will say it's kind of a the insurance agents that are certified, you know, like myself, we on the in-person enrollments, they have finally given us credit because at first they didn't want us involved, but then they finally realized, hey, these people, you know, they are trained, they're educated, they have their E&O insurance, they understand what this is about. And so the ones that did go through an agent, that is where, because we knew how to follow up. We knew how, we had the communication with the carriers. And so we knew
that. You don't want felons either.
No, exactly. And we knew that whenever someone said, okay, I paid, we knew to follow up because we could say, has it pulled from your account yet? Because if it's pulled from their account, then that's when they officially got enrolled and it started showing up on the portal of our website. And that's where we did a lot of tracking as far as saying, this person, we enrolled them, but they haven't shown up on the carrier's website yet. So we knew where to kind of, fix some of the problems and stuff. Where when the people would just go directly on the website themselves, there's no way they would know how to do all of this. There was no way they knew how to follow up. And that's why I think as agents, they finally have seen the value of what we bring to how we really help people. And because even like with Blue Cross, you know, their system for their billing is the old DOS system. Their computer system is an old DOS system. Their website, the website for our client management is a Windows base. And so for those two communicating, the challenges were unbelievable. But when we finally figured it out, we knew how to, again, we would be on hold for 3 hours and this and that. So we got just about everybody. There was a couple that fell through the cracks, but then we had we would have our regional reps who could help us pull through and bring out the ones that kind of started falling through the cracks. So, I think going through an agent is definitely the way to go. For people trying to do this on their own, it's way too complicated.
When they say Republicans say they want to repeal Obamacare, how can they do that?
I don't really know, Carl, how they officially
can do that. I can understand they might change parts of it, but how are you going to repeal something that they're signing people up, just getting people in it, and they're doing that so that you can't. So that makes it harder.
It's like this elephant is like way too big. I mean, and I say elephant not because of a Republican type thing, but this whale
is
just so big. There's definitely, we all knew we needed some kind of health care reform. There's no doubt. I mean, everybody will agree on that. Doctors, everybody will agree on parts of it.
But they're caring. It seems like the whole thing's coming apart now.
There's a lot of challenges. And, right hand, left hand, it's
some people think this is what they wanted, though, so that they can make this into a failure so you can go into the single payer.
Hillary
rides in
on her
white horse and says, you know what? Let's just give everybody Medicare. It works so well. So let's just put everybody on the Medicare system. And you get your little card, and we then go into socialized health care.
And there's a lot of big writing on the wall for that, for sure.
But it would be called national health care.
Yes.
Like in England.
Yes.
Where each doctor has, 200 patients, I think. That's their load. And they are allocated those patients, and they have them for the rest of their lives.
But what people don't understand is our systems in Doug McConnell.
System.
Yeah, our system's not set up like that.
No.
Our system here in America, we have so many wonderful specialists. We have the best healthcare in the world. People from all over the world are coming here. If you look along the borders of Canada, it's all medical facilities because there they have socialized medicine. It will take you 6 months or 6 years to get a procedure, and they'll come over here and pay cash for it.
Mm-hmm. And people do come from all over the world. And what people are saying, oh, but we're the lowest in this, or we're the 10th in this. You know what? It's apples and oranges. You cannot compare Sweden with the United States. You can't compare some of the countries in Europe because they are so small and their systems are totally different. You can't do that. So what we're doing is rendering one of the best healthcare systems in the world that needs tweaking. Everybody says that. And now they're talking, and the whole thing was, we got to get these insurance companies under control. Well, I think that the big insurance companies, and no offense to anybody here, but a lot of the big insurance companies are getting paid more than they were before, and I think it's guaranteed. Is that true?
Well, right now there is no more underwriting. There is no issues about pre-existing conditions
right.
and all that. And so, yes, they have more enrollments, right now. But the challenges are they don't know what risks they're taking on.
Well, that's the other thing too, is because they have to take everybody, mm-hmm. but the government is guaranteeing that they're going to get paid.
Well, there's a risk corridor there, mm-hmm. and so they really won't know where this all shakes out. If it's going to take about 3 to 4 years for this to kind of really shake down as far as this. I can't tell you the people that, you know, that enroll say, well, you know, I need the, I've been waiting on this shoulder to get replaced. I've been waiting on this, been waiting on that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, the medical facilities have been bombarded because of all these people that, you know, were putting off surgeries to have them done now. And so, and I can understand both sides. But again, it's going to take about 4 or 5 years for a lot of this,
to shake out. To try and do away with it is,
you know, and you're talking about if we go to socialized medicine, the Carl, the challenge there, Carl, is we do not have enough primary care doctors to support anything near that. We don't have, they're not in med school right now. There's a shortage, huge shortage of doctors, you know, that we have.
Well, you know what? This is having lived in countries with socialized medicine and been in their healthcare systems.
But we do
trust
want to shout out,
trust
congratulate.
Me, you don't want to do that.
We
want
to congratulate those who have gone through medical school, such as Lori Goyne's daughter. She just went through medical school. Congratulations, and graduated, and she's up
she's
and
up
ready
here.
Now. Yay! So
and
good.
Doug McConnell's daughter's up
yeah.
here, too,
yeah.
I think.
That's
too.
Just so awesome. Yeah. So thank you so much, Judy Maxwell.
Oh, thank you, guys.
You
thank
such
you very
a
much.
Bright light.
You know, and tomorrow we're going to have Shasta Regional Medical Center on, so we can get the hospital side of this. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Thank you so much for being with us today. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Well, I won't
which are you?
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Pro-Russian militants in Ukraine's Donetsk region are declaring it an independent state, but they don't want it to stay that way. They're asking to join Russia. The move follows a hastily organized weekend referendum, the vote denounced as a sham by Ukraine's government and by the West. Looks like Nigeria's government will not be opening its checkbook to win the release of those kidnapped schoolgirls.
The government of Nigeria has no intention to pay ransom or to buy the girls because the sale of human beings is a crime against humanity.
A spokesman for Nigeria's president speaking with Sky News. Also at SRNnews.com, success in the November midterm elections may well depend on which party gets the most voters to the polls. And if that's the case, a new Gallup poll shows that Republicans are in better shape than Democrats.
With a little less than 6 months to go, voter enthusiasm for the midterms is at its lowest.